Let's go to the phones right here on Coast to Coast and pick it up by going east of the Rockies. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Tony in Kansas City.
Hi, Tony.
You're not going to believe this one.
Okay, give us your best shot.
Okay, well, it started back in the early 60s. I had some twin cousins that spent the weekend with us. We were real kind of a close family. And I guess I was about 6 or 7. I remember waking up one morning, and both the twins were being comforted by my mother. She was a nurse. And I kind of asked what happened, and all she told me was that they had both had a nightmare. And it wasn't until I was older, I was going into service, I was talking to my mom, and I mentioned that day, that story, and she acted kind of concerned, and she told me this story. She said that she'd never told anyone, but that both of the twins had had the exact same nightmare. And they had both came down at almost the same time, and she had heard the story from one, the story from the other. They were both just absolutely identical. And the story was that we have a home. It's still in the family. It's a post-World War I farm home out in nowhere west of St. Louis.
Right.
And in the dream, both the girls said that they were following their mother in this old house. And in the old house, there was an upstairs that still had the tin roofs and everything. It was an old log home originally. And there was a little crawl space that went back into like a story. It was just one of these creepy things as kids that we always looked at, but no one ever went in there. But they were following her into this crawl space. And she went back and back, and there was a trunk that she finally came to. And they were watching her, and she went and opened this trunk, and as she opened it, both of them said that something horrible happened, that the lid came up, and they didn't really see anything like a figure. They saw like a shadowy thing, but they more than see anything, they felt something very evil grab their mother.
Oh my!
And begin pulling her into this trunk, and that's where the nightmare ended for both. And that was pretty much the end of the story until about 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh. Here goes the until. I love it. Go ahead.
Well, the house has been passed down. It went down from my grandparents to their sons. And a few of years ago, my aunt moved into the house. She lived there by herself. She's in her 70s. She didn't show up for church one morning about 3 weeks ago. So concerned friends called her son. He lives in Washington State.
And I'm sure that was very unusual, right?
Exactly. So she would never miss Bible study. She never missed church. And they had gone to the house. The house was locked up, but they thought, well, maybe there was a chance that she had gone to see one of her kids and just hadn't told them. So they called him, and he said, no, she should be home. So they called the sheriff's department, and the sheriff's department met them down there. Someone had a key. They gained entrance into the house. They searched the house. They didn't find her anywhere. And they searched the property, and they actually quite a search team had started because the house still sets on several hundred acres of woods. And what they were concerned with was that she was a little senile, that she had wandered away from the home.
Yeah.
So they finally called another county who sent out a cadaver sniffing dog because they were thinking the worst had happened.
Of course.
They searched for at least a day. When they got there and the officer let the search dog out, instead of going towards the woods, it led the deputies back to the house.
Uh-oh.
And they went upstairs. Dog led them up this creepy little stairs to where the second floor was. And this crawl space is pretty much, and they had searched the crawl space before. It was just pretty much boxes and old papers and canned good crap, just nothing up there. But in the back, they found an old steamer trunk.
Oh, no.
And they found her curled up in there, and she was deceased.
Unbelievable.
Well, they pulled, the coroner's office showed up, and they had removed my aunt. And the family was in there just kind of looking around, trying to figure out what she was doing, because it didn't have a lock on it. And so it's not, someone said they thought she had gotten in there, and she had gotten locked in, that she had gotten dementia.
And there's no way that would have happened.
No. So when they got in there, and they started looking around, in the bottom of this steamer trunk, it was like old magazines and garbage, but there was an old, like, like a potato sack in there. It had something in it. And when they opened that potato sack up, inside it, they found a very old Ouija board.
Oh, Tony. Oh, what a story.
So anyone talking chilling about Ouija boards just scare the hell out of them.
I don't believe. Thanks for sharing that with us. I mean, what a way to start the open lines. Absolutely chilling.